is KAYT and KQJOFM.
Hit music belongs here.
But first, here's a new song
on your number one station.
Some people believe in the finer things, that money's gonna set them free. Some people believe in kings and queens, thinking that they can fix everything. As for me, the world stand, I put on my faith above. All my hope is in the one who's worthy of all my trust. I believe.
From Evie McKinney along with Doe. It's called I Believe in Jesus. And I wish you a very good morning on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. You know, rumor has it that it's my birthday or something like that. And it's more than just a rumor. It is the truth. And so, you know, I'm celebrating another year around the sun, another year in life. And I'm so grateful for the life that God has given me and allowed me to live. And so, you know, it is... I'm also grateful for this, too. I'm grateful that we're back on the air in Alexandria today on the station for every generation, KAYTKQJOFM. Great to have you here. Man, what a blessing it is. And this is what I would really like to have. I'd really like for you guys to flood the phones today with our Bible Jeopardy Challenge. Now, on Facebook, there seems to have been some confusion. There's some typographical errors, but here is the Bible Jeopardy Challenge for today. What did King Saul and King Ahab have in common? What did King Saul and King Ahab have in common? Is it that they both took their own life in battle? Is it they both descended from the tribe of Benjamin? Is it they both prophesied in the name of the Lord? Or is it they both spared an enemy that was appointed to die? Which one of those is true? 1 Kings in 20 has the correct answer. What did King Saul and King Ahab have in common? If you know anything about King Saul, then King Ahab part should be easy. Is it that they both took their own life in battle? Could it be that they both descended from the tribe of Benjamin? Could it be that they both prophesied in the name of the Lord? Or is it that they both spared an enemy that was appointed to die? Read about it in 1 Kings chapter 20 and then go ahead and tap in at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. And I'm sure I share this birthday with some very special people out there. So if it's your birthday too, I need you to call me. Let me know. We'll put you on the birthday list. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
You've heard about it. Now it's time to experience the Anointed King Cuts difference. Located in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza at 4519 Lee Street, you get fast, professional, and courteous service from Caraman and Angela King. You can get every haircut and every style, including a wig install, braids, dreads, quick weaves, sew-ins, and hair restoration. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins are welcome. The number is 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts at 4519 Lee Street in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza. Your one stop for every hair care need.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Now, back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Turn back time with classics, classic hits. All the legends.
Ah, the hits.
KAYTKQJOFM.
My trust in you. Oh, yeah,
Yeah.